Shalom Uvracha, we're starting Mizmor Kuv Chav Dalet Shir HaMalis. As you mentioned, they all represent the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, different than all the nations in the world. And this is of the second level of the special Hashkocha of Klal Yisrael over us and our appreciation of it. Shir HaMalis L'Dovid, Lulei Hashem Shoyolonu Yomano Yisrael, Lulei Hashem Shoyolonu Bekum Oleinu Odom. Sounds a little bit repetitive. The Malbim points out that we're saying, if it would not be for Hashem, Yoimano Yisrael. Stage number one is we have to say it. If we appreciate that Hashem is the one who saves us, that is our demonstration of Abitochon Hashem. And Mela that brings to the second stage of Lul Hashem Shayolon Bekum Aleinu Odom. When a powerful person comes up against us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. Many of the Mefarshim say that Odom over here, the Gemara says, is talking about Haman HaRosha. Odom is Zera Esav, who was a counterpart of Yaakov Avinu, that have a certain level of Odom. Reb Chaim Vital says Odom over here is talking about Yishmoel, the Golas that we're going through now. Beitzim going through both Esav, the Western world, and Yishmoel, the Arab world around us. Yishmoel is called Per Odom. If we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then He protects us from all these forces of evil that are around us. Afterwards, the three psukim that start with the word Azai. Azai chayim b'lo'unu, b'chayos apam bonu. Azai amayim shetafuna nachlo val nafshenu. Azai val nafshenu, amayim azidonim. The Mashal explains that these are three levels of how the nations of the world try to completely destroy us. Describes they want to swallow us up alive, which is really the goal of all the nations of the world. There should not be a Jewish nation. They would like us either not to exist at all or to be mamas swallowed up by them and their ideals and their values. Those are the two things we're always up against. And we have both of these today. We have the nations that want to physically annihilate us, and we have the other nations that are constantly exposing us to their values with the internet and everything else that we have today. The term Azai has a gematria of 18. And the Mefarshim say that 18 is mentioned three times, Azai, 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 that a koyach against their desire to swallow us up and to destroy us is the 18 brachas of Shmon Esrei that we say. We connect our Kodesh Baruch with our Shmon Esrei, and by doing so we're showing that we're a level above them. And with that connection to our Kodesh Baruch, we are protected from them. So three times a day, we say that Azai, the 18 brachas, that gives us the power to go past them, and they cannot affect us. They cannot swallow us up. As amayim shetofuno nachlo val nafshenu, they can't drown us. I started saying the Mashal explains these three things. The first one is talking about that they want to take all our physical wealth and everything we have. The second one is talking about that they want to wash us away. They want to destroy our physical bodies. And the third was al nafshenu. They want to spiritually take our spirituality away from us. Mayim azidonim. Bemezes, they're trying to take us away from our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So like we said, whether they want to destroy our wealth, our bodies, or our spirituality, the power that we have against them is the three azais, the three times a day, Shmon Esrei, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmon Esrei is 18, which also is the oasis of Chai. That's our life. Life is all about recognizing that everything we have in life is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we do when we say Shmon Esrei. We ask from every single need that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By doing so, we're showing that we recognize we're in the hands of Hashem. It's also an interesting gematria that the Eretz HaChaim points out. 3 times 18 equals 54. And according to the one of Perushim and the Mizmah, Odom is Homan. It says Haman 54 times in Megillas Esther. So that koyach of Haman, whether it be Haman himself or the other Meshoim in the course of history, connected the 54 times he's mentioned, we have our 54 brachas which overpower them and render them powerless. At the end, we thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Shelo Sanonu Teir L'Shineyim. No, we will not be torn apart by them, ripped up by them, eaten by them. And even if we're like a bird who's trapped in the cage, it looks like there's no way out. And Klal Yisrael has been in that situation so many times. Hapach nishpa v'anachnu l'mnotnu. But self, Hashem makes us say after Shemai that the impossible happens and we keep on going onwards. And that's what we have to remember, the last pasuk is Reina b'shem Hashem. Our salvation is not posav adom, it's not our physical power, it's not our ammunition, it's the name of Hashem, the koyach of Hashem. And when I know that, Reina b'shem Hashem, v'yisur Shemayim v'oretz, that'll bring me the supernatural victory that keeps us going. And that's what we're living through nowadays. When we're going through Nes of Chanukah, it's reminding ourselves, the way to succeed is go Mesiras Nefesh fully with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any compromises, and show Hashem that the only thing important to us is our keshu with Him. And in Mela, even if it looks like we're trapped, we have no way out, HaPach Nishmo V'Nachnu Nemlotnu, Shev Zeichet to see only Yeshua's.